Hello, everybody. I have not made an audio in a long, long time. So, crap. I just told myself I wasn't going to date this, but I did. I guess I'm going to have to upload this first. First on GWA Backstage. I decided to just stick my feet in the water, from being back for so long and do, like, a challenge. Still, high school's kicking my ass, so I decided to do the Riley. Riley's accent challenge. I am not good with AUXs, AUX sounds. Just to point out before I do these, some of these might be, like, wrong. Like, that, I don't know, just, like, does not sound right at all, because when I was little, I had a lot of trouble saying words, and sometimes I just say words incorrectly still. Like, for example, when I was little, for the longest time, I thought there was an N in pretzel. I used to say prenzel. I also used to say milk, but that was a bit, instead of milk, milk. That was more when I was, like, really young, like, one or two. And that won't come back. I know it's milk. But other than that, I can't really think of anything else. So, let me just... My username is SpenceXXX. Where am I from? I am from Eastern Pennsylvania. That's about as all I'm gonna tell you. And you have to pronounce the following words: ant, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, gif. That's gonna be a controversial answer. Another word, controversial. Cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. What's it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? What? Oh, that's called TPing a house. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda? What do you call gym shoes? Gym shoes? I guess I just call them gym shoes? Oh, do they mean like sneakers? Oh yeah, sneakers. Or just shoes. I'm just lazy. I'm just gonna go with shoes. Just shoes that I wear at gym time. What do you call your grandparents? This is not really, area-based, but, you know, this doesn't depend on what area I'm from, but I call my grandparents from my mom's side, Nani and Poppy, and I call my grandparents from my dad's side, Grandma and Grandpa. So, it's really mixed. What do you call the wheeled contraption that you carry groceries in the supermarket? I'm blanking out on the name. Oh my gosh, am I stupid? What is it? Fuck. Are you serious? I never go outside, so I don't know. Shopping cart. What is the thing you changed the TV channel with? Fuck, are you kidding me? My brain is, like, fried. I've been sick, too, so I've been kind of fucked up. TV remote. Choose a book and read a... Oh, I have to read? I didn't sign up for this. I don't even know where the books are. Give me a second. I don't have any books near me. What the hell? Well, the only book I see that's near me is a hilarious collection of weird news items and wackiest trivia ever. All true. So, this is gonna be weird. Read a random passage. I'm just gonna select a passage because it's a random book I picked up. Okay, I'm not reading that. I'm not reading that one. I'm reading another one, because that one's just weird. Oh, cool. These are awesome. I'm going to read some of these. These are awesome news titles, or news article titles. Center to aid veterans being resurrected. Software Transformers, Apple. IIE? What? Into a typewriter. Ford, Reagan, neck in presidential primary. Air Force considers dropping some new weapons. Hugh is told to justify sex pot study. Producer finds art of producing lies in show business. Franciscan sisters ball tomorrow to aid the poor. Ball tomorrow. They ballin'. MBA studies mushroom. What? Why? Why is that news? Guard shows his meat. Oh. Okay. Two women in line for two women in line for rear admiral. Pointiff mum on gay hiring. Mum. M-U-M. Stiff opposition expected to casketless funeral plan. Britain's unions resist pay plan. Unions to cooperate on pay policy in UK. Earthquake, volcano, and floods mar Easter holiday. Are a big problem, are a big problem. That's it. Are a big problem, are a big problem. Man robs, then kills himself. It sounds like he's just robbing himself and then offing himself. Art and antiques on display. Eskimo objects to the heraldry. Ban on soliciting dead in Trotwood. Still, how do you solicit the dead? Food for needy centers to lose aid for abuses. Firebombing jury takes weekend off. Pablo Picasso is dead at 91. Roof collapse after warning. Wow. Just to add insult to injury, the roof collapsed on him. What? Chow remains cremated. Okay. I think this is the only thing that I've seen so far that really does not need an article. It's this guy named Chow remains cremated. Maybe it says where, when, why, but literally that's it. One paragraph at most. Dr. Tackett gives talk on moon. Talk on the moon or talk standing on the moon? I don't know. Codfish slow to arrive for tournament. Okay. Patty Hearst must submit to psychiatrist, judge rules. Stray dog believed from out of town. What the fuck? What does that have to do with anything? Fried chicken, original improved. 13,500 Cuban troops still reported in Cuba. Okay. Alrighty. Fruit pizza, nightmares of Naples. That's controversial, because a bunch of people are like, oh, you like pineapple on pizza? Kill yourself. And I'm like, okay, why would you fucking care what people like on their pizza? What the fuck? First lady looks to parents on drugs. That could be taken the wrong way. Nixon sends tugs to aid Jersey. Tugs? Tugboats? Tugs? I've never seen heard the word tugs said before. Boating while impaired wins house approval. I don't even know. Are they talking about the dangers of being boating while impaired to the House of Representatives, and they're approving that to make laws, or... I just noticed this chapter's called They Give Good Head. Wonderful. I actually need to read more of this. Would you like for me to read more of this book and laugh at it? If so, just comment. I'll make a series out of this. I don't give a fuck. Scientists to have Ford's ear. Not literally, I hope. Moon Church told to produce women. Woman. Woman. There's no E in woman, so it's woman. Saudis move to ensure crude profit. Almost done. This is a bit long. Jellyfish strike at Rockaway. Jellyfish strike. Carnivorous plants talk at Broadmoor. Really? Woman off to jail for sex with boys. That's not good. Water can ease thirst of plants. No shit. Disabled fish in polluted waters. Disabled fish. $15,000 award to widower for lost brain. Discord among six. Blocks unity. British. Are you kidding me? I know the word British, and I definitely know the word virgin. British versions are... I think I'm fucking done. I'm gonna skip that one. That one was good. Justice delayed is justice deferred. Okay. British version... I tried to do it again! I tried to trick my brain. British virgins are jewels of the Caribbean untainted by commercialism. A must stop for sailors. That was just a story. A wonderful story from beginning to end. Marco's opponents charge AIM as is their extermination. Mom blows Lucy's date. Okay, that's my favorite one. Oh, Lord. This is crazy, this book. They give good head. Wow. Stories of, like, really ridiculous stories. Sex and similar. Oh, this one's on premature ejaculation. Okay, I'll read this another time. Another time. This is already at 13 minutes. Holy shit. I need to wrap this up. And here I was worried that it would get too boring. Do you think you have an accent? No, I don't think I have an accent. It's kind of just mixed a bunch together. It's, you kind of get an accent from your parents, and my parents grew up in, Syracuse, so might be sort of Syracusan accent? Is that it? Okay. End audio post by saying any three words you want. Oh god, I don't know. There, that's it. I don't know. Oh, wait. There are also some extra dirty words or phrases that can have been added to the list. Added into the challenge by the lovely Vari V. Can be found here. Oh! Let's do those! Because this isn't long enough already. Okay. Wait. Shit. Oh, I have to listen to it. Ugh. Never mind, I'm not gonna do that one. I have to listen to it though. I would prefer if they were written down. So yeah, it's pretty much over. 15 minutes. Hope you enjoyed whatever the fuck this was. Sorry, I'm cursing a lot. When it's late at night, I just get kind of critical and kind of grumpy, but usually goes away. Because I took a nap today, and when I wake up from naps, I'm usually like groggy and just genuinely upset, so I hope you enjoyed.